She is beneath your feet. She has always been there. She is the source of life, a well, a spring, worshipped and then covered over by jealous gods, men who were envious of her power. But she flows on. Every spring and summer she blooms, a queen's mantle of red and gold, seep monkey flowers, Eranthri guttata, also known as snapdragons. They bedeck her course, moisture-loving plants, they hug her flanks, creating a golden, sinuous, and unmistakable band across the landscape. Water, they announce. Little wonder she was worshipped. You can still see the pure spring as you cross the flagstone bridge behind the Karaburra fort and the temple to the god Mithras. Nothing marks her now except herself and perhaps one upright standing stone I could see behind a stone wall, and of course the flowers and the other bog plants. I worked on site gathering common flowers and taking photographs. I combined the plant material and photo cutouts on solar etching plates which I exposed outdoors, using the power of the sun to work with the water goddess. Without fresh water, there would be no wall, and I'm guessing no fort would have been sited at Karaburra without a source of water so close at hand. The story of human settlement can be traced along the lines of watercourses. Plants, animals, all life depends on her. Coventina reminds us of a time when people understood this to their core and were intimately aware of their interdependence on Earth's systems. We cover over our rivers and watercourses now. They are invisible in much of our cityscapes, as are the processes of water delivery to and water waste extraction from our homes, workplaces and leisure buildings. Although attempts were made to choke her by Christian zealots around 350 AD, she still flows, and that is encouraging. At this moment in time, we may face the choices between walls, fortresses and soldiers and finding another narrative that includes her stories of water goddesses, respect for nature, others' humanity, and finding ways to harness natural power, avoid polluting water courses, and solving so many other problems. We need these stories, the her stories that have literally and metaphorically been buried. We need to uncover, unearth, and retell our children and their children and their children and on what was always there. Why do we need these alternative narratives? We need them to help build a way of thinking of a different world, a world that respects nature, an adaptable world, and one that will be habitable. And she is there. She has always been there. Nature's miracle is right there beneath your feet.